schön, dass du bei einer neuen Folge von Happy Through Music mit dabei bist. Heute erwartet dich ein ganz besonderes Interview-Special, denn ich habe heute im Studio zu Gast den lieben Eugen Tschunichin oder auch bekannt als Eugen FM. Eugen ist Musiker, Gitarrist, Soundhealer und außerdem macht er unglaubliche chinesische Teezeremonien. In unserem Gespräch tauchen wir ein in seine musikalische Reise. Wir sprechen über die Verbindung von Klang und Heilung und auch darüber, wie er mit seinem neuen Format, den Sound Healing Concerts, ganz besondere Räume für innere Ruhe und Verbindung schafft. Eugen gibt außerdem spannende Einblicke in seine Welt und erzählt, wie er Musik und Teezeremonie verbindet und auch auf eine ganz einzigartige Weise erlebt. Wichtig dazu zu sagen ist, dass diese Folge heute auf Englisch ist. Und ich würde sagen, wir starten los und ich wünsche dir nun viel Spaß beim Zuhören. Hello, my dear.
Hey.
Genia, Eugene, Eugen. You do have a lot of names.
Yeah, it's so funny. My name is translated in many different languages differently. So in Russian it's Yevgeny, in German it's Eugen, in English it's Eugen, but yeah, I like all of them, so it doesn't matter really.
I love it. I love it so much. Thank you so, so much for being today here in the studio of the Via Piano and Art Center. I'm very happy that we're having here a wonderful cup of tea you brought us today. What cup of tea do we drink today?
Oh, today we drink Chinesische or the Chinese tea Puer. It's a black tea from trees. So it's a powerful drink to start the day. We're recording in the mornings. So it's a good way to start the day.
It's giving us energy, right? It's giving us FM.
Yeah, it gives us a good tune to the day and the mood of the moment.
Beautiful. Thank you so, so much for sharing it with me. And I actually at this point, I need to say that he sells tea. So I think in the show notes, I will give you some insights and you will see and hear and listen to everything he does. So I will put everything and all the informations of Eugene in the show notes. But yeah, let's dive into the podcast. Can you tell us a bit about your journey and who you are?
Who am I? So it's an interesting question, who am I? But basically I'm known as Eugene. I'm living now in Vienna for almost 3 years. I lived here already in my childhood. But most of my life I lived in Russia, and from earliest childhood I'm interested in music, in many different instruments. Yeah, I played firstly guitar, also other instruments, and now I live in Vienna and I continue to explore this world of frequencies. And nowadays, as you mentioned in the beginning, I continue exploring music with sound healing, with composing my own original songs, and also connecting to the unknown. Exploring the unknown.
So your journey is into the unknown, but also you're learning a lot of things and getting into the known, right?
Yeah, we need to practice to get to the unknown. Yeah, so. I practice guitar and voice and other instruments, but the source, I mean, you need to really meditate. Meditating means really losing sometimes all the attention or center the attention to just the moment. So, and in music, I really like to improvise and do many things intuitively. This gives me inspiration. This is what I seek and try to implement in my music as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for giving us a wonderful insight into your life. And which three words would describe you most? I mean, this is a question I give always in my interviews. So now it's your turn.
Three words. It's such an interesting question. But the first, I would say, I am intuitive, open, loving person.
Beautiful. I love this question because it's always giving. You always need to dive into your inner life very deeply and to see, okay, three words. I mean, there are so many words describing us, right? They're not only three words, but the three, it's like the most intuitive ones or the also the ones we think of us.
Yeah, but if you ask me in 5 minutes, maybe that will be three other different words.
But that's okay. But that's why I'm asking it. I love it. Thank you so much. And yeah, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Can you tell us how much or how you became a musician and how the guitar became your instrument? Why the guitar?
It's actually a very interesting story. I can tell you the story how I started really playing guitar. A friend of mine, I was 12 years old, and a friend of mine during school ages, he comes to me and says, like, Eugene, let's go. Let's try to play Spanish guitar. We have guitar lessons at our school. And to me, actually, it wasn't a good idea because in the beginning I was more like a rap style musician. I enjoyed those, you know, Beats, Eminem, 50 Cent, many rap tunes. But he says, like, you are so artistic, you need to try Spanish guitar. And one day I decide to go with him. I go to this class, and for the first half of the year, to me it was boring. I couldn't understand why people play Spanish guitar. But then there was one story that really changed my perception and really was the start of my music journey. So I remember this day really well. I remember I take guitar after school and go to this guitar lessons. I enter the auditorium where we had these lessons, and a friend of mine, the other one, is playing a melody. And this melody completely draws my attention. Everything what I hear is this melody, and what I see is just light or something, like light, and he's standing. And the first question I ask him is like, oh, what are you playing? And he says, like, you don't know this song? Yeah, and it's actually started from a song. So it was Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven melody. And I don't know, something really changed at the moment I heard it for the first time. And then he showed me the live performance of this band, how they do it on stage, like. And I remember I was watching it so completely mesmerized, magnified by it. And at this moment I understood, like, boom, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do with people and music. I want to bring them to another dimensions, to have this inspirational effect. And I want to seek this inspiration. Some people might say this is just, you caught the inspiration for the first time, but it was so strong. And yeah, as a musician that writes music, we always look for it, but it's everywhere actually. At the moment, it's always there. You need just to open your eyes And this was the moment when I opened my eyes and I opened my heart. And like, who?
How old were you in that time?
I was already, I think, 13.
Okay.
13. So, yeah, and after that, I started to play guitar really seriously. I took it as my future, really. And I played for 4 or 5 hours per day.
Wow.
Yeah, I competed in some guitar championships. And my dream was to go to Berklee College of Music and continue studying there and becoming a professional guitar player. But it didn't happen, so.
But you became a lawyer as well.
I became a lawyer, it's true.
As well, and a musician. And I mean, but yeah, I think that's important too. I'm sorry, but I think this is the most interesting story because it's like you are showing that you are so diverse and that you have so many different, how to say, yeah, like that you have so many skills that you can put in your music and as well in your life, right? So you have all these points.
Yeah. So life is beautiful. We have many tools to explore ourselves.
That is true. Yeah, especially with
be
music.
Open, as I said. Oh.
That is very beautiful. And thank you so much. So that is the way you got to the guitar. Mm-hmm. And yeah, as you have told us here, you have explored many different musical directions as well. Also, like you're combining musical directions, I would say. When and how maybe did your interest in sound healing begin?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking this question. Yeah, I would say that, first of all, yeah, I was always mixing some styles. To me, it was completely natural to play a really hard rock tune and after that sing something from a pop singer and cry or something like this. So, yeah, I think every art, when it's really connected with your heart and your emotions, is real. It can be. This means the art is good when you can feel this connection. And yeah, and as I said, like I was searching for this connection, like heart, emotions, and music. And to me, it happened like when I already moved to Vienna. I once came to a sound healing session, and it was one of these moments of aha. Like, whoa, there are some people who understand and who can feel it from the spot, like from the moment. And it was an intuitive sound bath. And I remember, yeah, the sound healer just answered me some questions that I had inside, like what processes I had in my life. And somehow some words really helped me to process my feelings and everything what I had in the moment. And then I understood, yeah, if I develop this channel and if I develop the ability to take something from this group's energy to catch the vibes or frequencies that are in the room, maybe I can heal some people also and help them. Because to me it was so natural always to play something without thinking about really what I play, with guitar, with piano, or singing. So just, you know, like letting go. And if my activity can be transmuted to a healing process of other people, then it's so valuable and it will help so many people. Maybe this is what I need to do. And yeah, now I'm exploring the world of sound healing. I do sound healings in Vienna for twice per week. I do sometimes also concerts and special events where I combine different styles. So I'm originally a guitar player from hard rock vibes and tunes. And so I really love this area as well. And so I combine this electric style, singing, and also some spiritual instruments like bowls, gongs, flutes, and other instruments. But I'm just starting. It's just like the beginning. I feel there is so much more in the future.
Yeah, beautiful, because you have already mentioned something I wanted also to ask, because sound healing, you mentioned already gongs, bowls. Yeah, what kind of instruments, sounds, or settings are typical or typically part of a sound healing session or sound healing concert, and how do you guide the audience to the experience?
It really depends on the setting, what you want to create. But regularly, if it's a typical, so to say, sound healing, the first thing that we need to do is to open people and to relax them. Because all the people come with different moods. All the people have their own processes. But if they are stuck in their thoughts, they cannot open up for healing. They cannot open up. And that's why the aim of a sound healer, in my point of view, of course, is to bring them more to the present moment. And for that, I always firstly do some meditative practices, like with breathing, even maybe without sound. But then, of course, sound helps a lot. We can try to chant something all together. We can also use some yoga nidra. It's putting specific attention to some body parts, and also other exercises to just let go and be in the present moment. And then the energy already starts to change in the room, and then maybe many difference can be played depending on what mood is in the room. Sometimes it's really relaxed. Other times it can be tensed. For more dense and tense energy, I use some drumming or gong playing. Yeah, and for more easy, relaxed, more higher tunes like bowls, chimes, singing as well. So it's always a piece of art. At least I try to make it so.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much. So you have recently developed a beautiful new concept, sound healing concerts. Can you tell us what a concert in a sound healing, like sound healing session in a concert, looks like, and what someone can expect when attending it?
It's better to come without any expectations for everyone to every place. But generally what this experience is about is a sound healing session, but a more versatile with many different arts of music, with specific tunes or some original songs that I use to affect people in specific layer. And I'm only starting the meditative concerts format, but I think that it can be really it can be done in many different areas. We can work with energy, we can work with elements on those kind of concerts. The idea is really to stay at the same time with the format, but be intuitive. Otherwise, there won't be like a really healing process. I think healing through music can be done if we either have songs that really we love, and we know like, yeah, this song I put when I feel good, this song I put when I feel bad. We heal ourselves daily when we hear the music, yeah? Or we don't heal ourselves, but make us feeling worse with some sad tunes sometimes. But we need also to somehow to process this, those emotions. During the sound healing session, if it's a group session, and if it's an intuitive session, then the most important thing is to develop the skill to be in the format and at the same time to be intuitive. But this requires also group participation. So the people who are coming to the concert, what they can expect, if they want really to open up, if they want to heal, they can expect openness. They need to be open for that kind of experience, to experience it. Mm. This what can I say?
Beautiful, yeah. I understand. It's like really expecting without expectations. But no, I understand. It's like it's important that they have to have really the whole experience, to be open for it, open-minded in the beginning already, right? And then really to let themselves into this situation. And also it's kind of also like, are people, is the audience either, we talked about it earlier, they're lying on the floor, or are they sitting in chairs, or is it or are we developing it, are we looking for this?
I think both formats can be done. It really depends on setting and amount of people. I tried both. It's different energy, but both formats can work. What I know from my experience to this moment is that when people are sitting in more in an active position, so to say, they want also to be more active. They want to interact with the sound healer. Either they can maybe sing together, or they want to hear some specific songs. So yeah, this really depends on situation, but both formats really can work.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for giving here an insight, because why I am asking a lot of about this is because you're going to have a lot of sound healing concerts in the future, and so my audience already knows how it's going to be and how it's going to work, and I think it's going to be amazing. So of course I will also put in the future in the show notes informations if you have a sound healing concert, so people know where to come and where it is. Actually, we're also planning in the future something to do together, so let's see how where this journey goes. And let's go. I have actually another question, because we talked about your connection to traditional Chinese tea ceremonies. So you're doing also Chinese tea ceremonies. And I mean, this is absolutely unique, and this is something I have heard the first time actually for real, and I have experienced the first time when you were here doing it in our center. And maybe can you explain in few words what exactly is a tea ceremony and how does it unfold?
Thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm experiencing and continue to experience the tea way for almost 10 years by now. And this is one of the tools that I use personally on daily basis to connect to the present moment, to connect to more meditative state. And Chinese tea is a good way of appreciating life at exact moment. And when we share this exact moment in a group of people, this makes it even more unique and even more warm. And so what is a tea ceremony? It's an experience as well of, and each tea ceremony is also different, because I don't know how it will go. I have some formats, but it's always an experience. We try to stay intuitive as well in this kind of way. And tea also helped me a lot in my life during many processes, like moving, like exams or other stressful moments, because it really gives you this space. With years of practice, you understand that by making this time for yourself, pouring gently tea, calming yourself down, you create a space, an extra space, where you feel safe, where you feel okay, where everything goes more smoothly. And yes, for some people it's really stressful to relax, sit relaxed and drink tea. For those people, tea is a good start for meditation and for other practices, because you really don't do so many intellectual things. You just need to pour it. But you can also do it really precisely, accurately, putting all your attention to this specific moment, and putting all your intellectual abilities as well in this. And then you completely lose your mind in some way. This becomes more a meditative practice.
Yeah, of course. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's that's how a tea ceremony is, an experience as well. You're creating a lot of beautiful experiences, I need to say. And in
what life is for.
That's that's true. In what ways do you connect tea ceremonies with music and sound? Do you see them as separate rituals? I mean, rituals, I don't know if it's the word, but do you see it as a separate things or part of a shared experience?
It's an amazing combination. In future, I see a lot of possibilities to combine concerts and tea. The thing is that when you do everything on your own, it can be a bit too much, because you need to play and as well pour tea.
But
you know, this direction of music, tea, and spiritual music and tea is developing as well. And I know by now there are some events and festivals that on the bar they can give you some tea, Chinese tea, not only some heavy drinks, but also more mindful drinks. And I see future in this, for sure, because this kind of practice can really deepen the experience of the concert. Because when we drink tea, we take our attention inside. And the music that I write, my original songs and my sound baths, they all are about looking inside. And from the inside, telling this to the outside, to the world.
Beautiful. Wow. So beautiful. Thank you so much. Wow. Yeah, we're coming to the final questions of this episode. Is there a dream or a vision you're working towards in the near future? Something you hope to share with the world through your music and your healing work?
Nice question. Dreams. We all might have some visions or dreams. As for dreams, I would say that my dream is really to help through music myself and other people to create something that will be valuable in terms of emotion-wise and healing-wise and maybe life-changing-wise. This is what I really would be hoping for, that this kind of music piece, this kind of experience affected a person's life and change it in a positive and a better way. This is my dream. How it will be exactly shown, like this kind of amounts of views or this kind of amounts of followers or something, is the second question. And this is what is really important to me. As for the project that I'm working now, I'm releasing a live performance of my original songs that was recorded in Vienna and will be released in April, May and June. So stay tuned, they will be released on my YouTube channel. And this is also an approach to mix some life stories, some healing thoughts, and combine electric guitar music, lyrics, deep lyrics for deep feelers, and also sound healing instruments. So yeah, this is what project I already did and want to share it with the world. And for the future, I think a lot of, I hope for a lot of interaction with other musicians who have the same views on music and life, and also meditative concerts with healing vibes for people.
Beautiful. Yay. Looking forward to everything. And definitely we'll share here as well the links. So just send it to me, and I will show it to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we arrived to the final question of this podcast episode. So, a question I'm always asking here from the beginning, from this podcast, actually. It's so beautiful. So, imagine you are now meeting your 90-year-old self.
90?
90.
Okay.
Okay. He's here. He's coming into the room.
Oh, boy.
What a beauty. What a hottie. So, okay, no. Jokes besides. So, imagine your 90-year-old self is now here. Mm-hmm. This old wise man who had experienced a lot, who have lived your life, who have experienced all the things, who did all the things you have imagined, dreamed of, and envisioned of, and he inspired hundreds and thousands of people with music, with everything you have said. And he is now here and he has just one advice for you, for yourself who is sitting here now. What kind of advice would he give to you now?
Never stop the process of opening your heart, boy.
Please, louder. Wow, this is amazing. Yes.
Never stop the process of opening your heart, boy.
Wow.
This is what I think, because we are here to really explore and learn, and learning comes through the opening of our hearts, through experiences. Some of the experiences are more light, some of experiences are more heavy and difficult, but through this our heart is like a precious stone becoming shining. And this is what we should always bear in mind. And consider everything what comes as it should and learn through it, and to continue shine through our heart to this world and share it among all the people.
What a wise man. Wow. Wow, thank you no, it's you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting us in into your world. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for sharing your beautiful art with the world. And I'm more than grateful for having this conversation with you, and also for having you in my life. And we're also friends, and we have also lots that we share. And I think it's amazing. So thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting. I think your project is really important for both musicians and people to know the other side, because we see always a picture, but we don't know the story. And the story is what really can change the perspective and understand this world on a deeper level. So thank you for this opportunity to share my story.
Thank you so much.